Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It is Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. The computer just pooed its pants there, Jessica.
I mean, it's just so excited for our show, Tim. It's just so can't exciting. Help itself.
Yes, it's the computer's so not ready that it was like, I'm not ready to do this. I'm not ready to do this at all. But it's okay, Jess. The weather doesn't matter. I'll do that soon.
It's cold.
I don't care. The computer can't bring me down. How good's Monday, CQ?
The computer can try to bring you down, Tim, but I want to try one last time to bring you down for this week because obviously this afternoon I'm going in for my ACL reconstruction surgery.
Sure.
So you're not going to have me for the rest of the week, but today, after 7:30, whinge to Tim.
The final ever one.
No.
Because you're not coming back.
No.
It's putting
if
you down.
You're 13, 12, 16, if you want to have a little whinge to Tim,
no,
get something
you.
Off your chest this morning.
Uh-uh.
We are the place you need to do it, 13, 12, 16.
I am a tower of positivity and I will not be brought down.
I want you to have a little empathy for people.
Like, I have empathy.
These are people's problems.
I have empathy.
No,
just
you
don't care.
That's the definition of not having empathy.
Also, Jess, we can't focus on how much I hate things all day long, but we are going to be sending people to see Pink here in Australia. We'll let you know after 7 a.m. this morning.
I mean, where you're linked to Pink, Tim.
You're linked to
you
Pink,
could say.
You could almost say. Rhyming. But, Jess, coming up next, look, we need to get this out of the way early because it's even though it is school holidays, kids are still awake, so I need to get this out of the way. I can tell you the top seven sexual fantasies that adults are having
if
right
you
now.
Make yourself number one,
no, not,
I will never
not
forgive
people,
you.
Like, type, okay. Like, just situations. But I am number one. So, it's a coinkydink.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Look, I think we all love a bit of loving,
mm-hmm.
if I'm being real. It's early in the morning. We can talk about a bit of loving.
Sure.
And science is a very important thing for the show, Jess. You know that if you're listening right now. You probably have seen a trend that we love a bit of science.
Oh, yeah.
Some cold, hard facts. And hard is a word that I need to focus on right now. No. Because a study's been done and it can show the most, the biggest fantasies people have in sexual relationships.
Right.
So that these are things that people want. I'm just going to read a few here because they're incredible.
Okay.
So, for example, multi-partner sex.
Sure.
Is the number one fantasy that people have in the bedroom.
Number one.
Number one. Numero uno.
Now, I don't like to share. I'm not a sharer, Tim.
Number two is BDSM, which is like whips, chains, and chocolate and stuff like
ooh.
That. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Leather's meant for a cow.
Who
let
are
the
these people that are enjoying this thing?
Australian adults.
Right.
Sort of going around a bit, not sort of following the 1 to 6 kind of thing. Non-monogamy. That's one of the top.
Really?
Dirty people out there, man.
Timmy.
Wait, I didn't take part in this survey. Now, this is where it gets, in my opinion, slightly hilarious. Because it's gone from like, all right, yeah, multiple partner, BDSM, non-monogamy.
Right.
Being desired.
Oh.
That's a sexual fantasy.
Why is that on the list even? Isn't that just a given?
It's number four. So, you know, there's swings and roundabouts in this
being
situation.
Being desired is the reason I'm single because it doesn't come around very often.
Yeah. So if you're being desired, mm-hmm. that is a sexual fantasy. Also eye contact. But, you know, we all can't get that every now and then.
What is this list?
It's terrible. And clearly this is not something you would not want this if you went to the supermarket. If this was a list you had in one hand and you were meant to take the shopping grocery list,
not helpful.
You'd come back with a different basket of goodies.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
If you love Beyonce and Jay-Z, then you've probably already seen the epic film clip that they filmed inside the Louvre after hours.
Yes, I think I have a snippet of it here, but I could be very, very
this
wrong.
This is dangerous.
I know.
There's a lot of swearing in this.
And that's all we can play.
Yeah. There's a reason it hasn't been played on Hit a lot.
Absolutely.
And that's because, not because it's a bad song,
no.
But because it's a great song that has a lot of bad words.
They're still sifting through it to get all the right beeps in place to make sure that none of them happen.
Well, the Louvre have not only allowed the Carters to come in after hours to film this.
No.
Because it's actually filmed at the Louvre.
There's a part in front of the Mona Lisa.
Yes.
A very famous finger painting, from what I understand.
That's exactly what it is. From a kindergartner. They were like, this is talent. No, they are offering now a 90-minute self-guided tour of the main artworks that you see in that film clip.
Oh, so it's the Beyoncé and Jay-Z tour.
Yes.
So not just, hey, go see the Louvre. It is, do you want to see the specific parts in the music video?
If you've ever been to the Louvre, it is massive. Like, I was there for like 4 hours and I still only saw like one wing.
I lost my friend Pat.
Yeah.
I didn't see him till the next day.
There's so many different parts. It's all like underground and like different areas. It's massive. But now you can go and see all the specific parts if you're a huge Beyoncé, Jay-Z fan.
Of course.
Stand exactly where they stood, take photos exactly where they stood, and you can have the full Louvre experience
through the eyes of Jay-Z and Beyoncé.
Is this not incredible? Like, I'm literally hand hovering over the button about to book my flights to Paris.
Mate, if you're that type of person that would enjoy that specific tour, go.
Yes.
You don't deserve to be here. Mate, go to the Louvre to see the things at the Louvre, like the Mona Lisa. You don't want to stand there, Jay-Z.
Oh, no, I saw the Mona Lisa, and that's part of the tour because it's part of their film clip. The Mona Lisa is very underwhelming when you see it in person. You're like, oh, right, I have a bigger version of this at my house.
If you see Beyoncé crumping in front of it, worth it.
Worth it.
Absolutely.
So worth it.
You are unbelievable. This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending
now at hit.com.au. The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, Tinder's going even more high tech, trying to get you some bootay this weekend.
All right, calm down.
A romantic affair.
I could never ask you to say that again in my life, but continue.
So a new feature on Tinder is you're not just going to have all your photos anymore because you can upload up to 6 photos on Tinder at the moment. Well, they're introducing a 2-second loop option. So essentially,
like a boomerang,
you can GIF yourself on your Tinder profile.
Yes.
Right?
How do they monitor what's an appropriate boomerang?
Well, I mean, how do they monitor what's an appropriate photo?
That's a good point.
They don't.
I would just shimmy my front.
And this is what they're saying. They want people to be creative with it. So you upload a video, you cut it down to 2 seconds, it'll be on loop on your profile.
Oh, no.
One suggestion Tinder has made is that you do a cartwheel. You show yourself doing something fun, you know?
Yes, Tinder. That's what people will be doing on this special relationship application.
Mm-hmm,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's definitely not going to be any inappropriate videos uploaded. Because
absolutely
people
not.
Do not abuse this app at all.
I can imagine, and look, I could be generalizing here, but like you see it on Instagram of like young girls doing like that look down, touch their side. And the guy's like kind of just going bang, popping a left gun, popping a right gun.
Ooh.
Bang, bang.
That'd probably win me over. I might have to re-download Tinder. Like I got off it for a while because it's just...
Mate, we all believe you that you don't have Tinder right now.
It got a bit creepy.
No, we all believe you.
I don't know that this is going to make it any less creepy, to be honest, but I'm willing to give it a crack.
Yeah, you could do like you just kind of going...
I've got my ACL surgery, so I haven't got a lot going on at the moment.
Showing your flexibility on your knee. Oh, is that moving? No, it's not.
Check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Tim, if you do not like spiders, in fact, I got a friend, and Mal, if you're listening, turn off because you're not going to want to hear this. Spiders can fly for kilometres without wings.
I thought this was a well-known.
I had no idea about this. I thought if they were moving, they were going by foot. No, I didn't know they were flying.
Yeah, they make like little web parachutes and they float in the wind.
Ballooning, scientists have known about for a long time. I didn't know about this. Apparently, that's when they shoot strands out of silk and float away into the air.
Yeah.
But apparently, they've just discovered they also use a different technique as well.
Well, I mean, tiger flights are cheap, but... How cheap?
Ballooning's not their only mode of transport.
Okay.
Scientists have just discovered that some spiders use natural electric fields to help them travel.
Yeah.
So they're just floating along in the world.
Mate, why is this shocking? This has been going on for millennials.
I didn't realise that they were just floating about. Like, I thought, you see a spider, it sits in the corner... You spray it, you kill it, it's gone. Like, I didn't know.
Or you
know
don't have to kill the spider because it's harmless.
I didn't know that they were like traveling in packs, flying through the air on electric currents.
They don't travel in packs.
No, I assume they do.
Like most gangs.
Just a gang.
The
Comancheros. Out on the
wind. Yep. Comancheros, Hell's Angels, spiders. All group type of gangs.
This is horrifying.
It's not horrifying, mate.
And a natural electric fields. They're just like bouncing through the air.
Yeah, okay. But if this has been going on for thousands and thousands of years and you've never noticed it until now, what's the difference of knowing that it happens compared to before? Like, it's the same. You're not going to notice it from
Ignorance
now on.
Ignorance is bliss, Tim.
Ignorance is not bliss.
I'd rather not know that this is happening. Like, I'm sad that I opened this today.
You should not have access to the internet.
I really
For more
should.
Than one reason.
Have you seen those islands that are just, like, infested by spiders? And you look out and you're like, oh, look at the snow. No, it's not snow. It's spider webs.
Oh, well, that's Keppel Island.
That keeps me up at night.
You need a better life.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
The Hit CQ Family Vacay in Hervey Bay, the world's best Wales and island. WalesHerveyBay.com.au.
Yeah! Your chance to take the family on a family vacay to Hervey Bay, Tim.
That's right. Hervey Bay is a beautiful place along the central Queensland coast. And the best thing is there's beautiful whales and there's whale tours that we're going to send you on with you and your family.
Yeah, and not only do you win a whale watching tour, but you also get passes to the Seafood Festival. And Tim, there's so much to see and do across the Fraser Coast that you won't be bored on this holiday.
Well, the best thing is it's one of the best seafood festivals in Australia. Mm-hmm. And also Hervey Bay is no like anywhere else in the country. It's incredible. I'm very angry that I don't have a family to win this competition for.
And you'd love this, Tim. If you take a drive into the hinterland, you can discover Utopia rock pools and refresh with a swim in a local favourite hotspot that boasts slide down waterfalls.
Oh,
a natural water slide. In the outback, I want to go so bad.
I know you're probably sitting there headbutting your radio going, Tim and Jess, shut up. Tell me how I can win this. And all right, I listen to you. I hear you and I'll answer that question.
Please stop smacking your head.
Please stop smacking your head against the radio. What you need to do, you don't need to listen for Tim and Jess. Why would you do that? Boring. You need to listen out for Hervey, the whispering whale.
The whispering French whale.
Yes. He's just actually swam by. Would you like a chat?
Yeah.
I'll just
grab him.
I've actually got to go to the printer though, but you can chat to Hervey. I'll go.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
See you, Jess. Oh, hello. Hello, Jessica.
Hey, Hervey. Thanks so much for dropping by. I really appreciate
it. No worries.
So you'll be coming by a little bit later in the show?
Sorry, I realised I was not whispering. I was just secretive. Oh, no.
We have to listen out for your voice because you've got out today's code word before 9 o'clock.
The code word. I have not said the code word yet. I also sound Swedish. Yes. I understand.
Maybe you should leave before this accent gets more offensive.
Ooh.
Cool.
Oh, I missed Hervey again.
Ah,
that's
Tim,
the second
time
this week. Anyway, make sure you are listening out for Hervey because the next time he speaks, he's going to reveal that code word. You take that code word to hit.com.au and enter for yourself.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess, the Sydney Dance Company is coming to Central Queensland on the 18th of July in Rockhampton, 21st of July at the GECC in Gladstone. And we're very lucky to be joined on the phone now by Josie Weiss for AB Intra. The show is coming soon. Thank you very much for joining us, Josie.
No worries. Great to be on the show.
No worries, mate. Now, what can people expect with this show? Because it's contemporary dancing. It's a beautiful piece. Can you explain to everyone what they can see if they come along?
Well, it sort of explores the shared instincts that drive us apart and back together. And the athleticism of the dancers is something that's really a standout. The whole show is just this electrifying journey that's full of tender moments as well. It's a cracker of a show.
I mean, if you've seen ballet performed before or even contemporary performed before, which is what this show is, it is really athletic.
Oh, like, the discipline's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, for little girls and, you know, I guess older girls across Central Queensland.
Little boys and older boys as well.
Are wanting to get into, you know, contemporary dance. So how did you go from, you know, a Queensland town to the Sydney Dance Company, Josie?
Well, I sort of aspired to be a professional dancer from a young age, and I moved from a little Hervey Bay town up to Brisbane to finish my training in sort of a bigger capital city, and then joined the Sydney Dance Company pre-professional year and did that for a year in training, and got the opportunity during that year while one of their dancers went down to tour with them, and that's sort of how I got in there. So, yeah.
It's great to see that someone from a place like Hervey Bay, which is very similar to like Gladstone, Tanham Sands, Rockhampton, Yeppoon, can make it to literally one of the, if not the biggest dance companies here in Australia. And look, you are at the top, so this is why I am going to ask you this direct question, Josie.
Yeah.
I know you've never met me, you've never physically seen me move, but given your expert opinion and your expert technique and dancing ability, Do you think when you come into town, yourself or someone else would be able to teach this hairy young man to dance and dance beautifully on the stage? Not your stage, but a stage.
Of course I can. Sometimes it's all in the gaze of a person in the focus. So if I can get you looking good there, you know, people aren't even going to look below your face.
See, anyone that's ever danced contemporary before is screaming at the radio right now. No. You cannot teach this man to dance while you're here.
Josie, I honestly feel that contemporary, if I was going to learn any dancing, contemporary would be my style, because I feel I have so many emotions and can express them through my movement. And that exactly is exactly
Josie,
what this
Josie, I'm going to send you a picture of Tim and you'll understand why this is so funny.
We don't want her to block our number, so we won't be sending that photo. But I appreciate even the opportunity of the idea of getting contemporary dance training. So thank you very much, Josie. And we're very excited when you head into Rockhampton on the 18th of July, the Pilbeam Theatre, at the GECC in Gladstone on the 21st of July for the Sydney Dance Company performing AB Intro. Thank you very much.
Thank you. No worries.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Quickly before we move on to your link to Pink.
Right.
Up next, Brandon Flowers, lead singer of The Killers. He wears these like quite flared pants and like country music singer type, very open button tops with slick back hair. Thinking of making that my new look. Thoughts?
Oh, I mean, do we need to make it worse than what it is already?
All right. So that's one in the negative column. 13, 12, 16, if you want to. Add it to the left side,
You have a very big forehead. It's not ideal for like a pushback hairstyle.
All right, this is not where I was hoping this was going to go. We're going to talk about Pink up next.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two, three,
joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, has Meghan Markle gotten a British accent just overnight?
This is making headlines around the world today. Let's keep it real. She has been spending a lot of time in England, of course, as a new princess. And, of course, she's married Harry and all that. But I feel like her accent came on really, really quickly. It takes years to get an actual accent. Have a listen to these.
Yes, we all had a great day, I
think. I'm sure you did.
The sun was shining for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, very lucky all around. Yeah. Lucky today almost, yes.
Oh, it's slight. It's very, very slight.
It's just like when you go overseas and you become a real wanker. Like, I went to Spain like 4 years ago and I came home and I was like, how great was España? I ate all the paella. It was so fantastic. Like, I had a list for like 6 weeks after I came home from Spain. Like, I think this is just what she's doing.
I apologise to all of our Spanish listeners for that insensitive impression of someone from Spain. But no, it's like when your uncle moves overseas and it's like a half accent. You're like, all right, Rob, calm down. Like, but she's been there a lot, so, you know.
But look, I've been in America for 6 years and I do not sound American.
It's hard to pick up another accent when you speak fluent in fabulous. So
we're sucking up this morning.
I know. I need Dean's friendship.
Universal.
Thanks, Dino. We'll chat to you tomorrow, mate.
Hi, guys.
Head to hit.com.au for all that, plus heaps more.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, I like to lift people up usually, but
no,
Mondays
don't.
I want to bring you down with a little thing I like to call Whinge to Tim. Tim, I don't want to make an opener. Whinge to Tim. Your chance on 13, 12, 16 to give us a call, free open forum, have a whinge about something that is grinding your gears right now. Tim is very sympathetic. We'll open all of your discussion up.
As you said earlier, it's not that I don't have empathy. I just don't care.
I mean, then I didn't say that. You said that, and it's the exact opposite of empathy.
Honestly, Monday is my favourite day of the week because I love it because it gets the next week going, and I want to start my week with a good mood. And why you try and bring me down and people like me down, I don't get
it. I'm just saying sometimes you have a little thing that really upsets you. A mate of mine messaged me this morning, didn't have any milk for a coffee. I mean, that's a rough morning.
Suck it up.
You've got no one to complain to. You can complain to us. 13, 12, 16, have a whinge to Tim.
Honestly, the more trivial, the more it upsets me. Like, if you've got a broken leg, fine. I get that. That's probably painful.
Well, that's why I haven't complained about my ACL yet today.
You tore your ACL?
This
is the first I'm hearing of it. What is going on?
I never complain.
You never complain. I just feel that what you're doing right now by getting people to call up on 13, 12, 16 and whinge to me is a very negative headspace, and I like to remove myself.
No, that's what I'm talking about. We're just letting it all out so that you can feel free for the rest of the
day. Can't we do it any other day of the week? Monday's my day. Just let me have it.
That's why I chose Monday.
All right.
13-16. Have a win to Tim.
Or not. Powder finger there with sunsets. A beautiful, happy, positive thing. It's 7:42 on the best day of the week, Monday here on Hit
CQ. Yeah, but don't you hate when it gets cold as the sun goes down? It's like...
You are unbelievable.
Tim, I don't want to make an opener. Whinge to Tim. Yeah. It's so good to get a bit of a whinge out on a Monday. It makes you feel good inside because you get it off your chest. And I know that you are the most sympathetic person. I'm always whinging at you. You're always hear me out.
You're just such an enabler. You're such an enabler of negative lifestyle. And you need to get out of it. It's unhealthy for you in central Queensland.
Well, on 13-12-16, I have been asking, if you want to have a whinge to Tim this morning, get something off your chest.
Monday is my favourite day and you're ruining it.
Give it a crack. Rachel from Gladstone on 13-12-16. Have a whinge to Tim.
Well, Tim, I've woken up so sad today because guess what?
What?
The guy that I was hooking up with, like just no strings kind of thing, told me that he didn't want a relationship.
Oh, well, Rachel.
Well, if it's no strings, then...
Then why are you upset that there's no strings? Me.
Hang on, Rach, did you catch feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's always the way, Timmy.
Rachel, don't Tim.
Rachel, you don't understand how many times Tim and I have this conversation, like off air. Like, I'm always telling Tim, he hates hearing about my love life. So this is perfect. Yeah.
Rachel, you've got yourself in this situation. That sucks. And I do feel. It sucks. I'm sorry.
Sympathy for Rachel.
Yeah, I'm saying it sucks. Felix. I'm saying that sucks. But. Like, what happens if you drive off a cliff? Your car's going to go off a cliff. You knew what was going to happen.
Like, but there might have been some chance that, like, there was, like, a safety boat down at the edge of the cliff.
It really sounds like Rachel was led on here, Tim.
No,
I'm really sorry, Rach.
No.
I hope you're feeling better soon. Thanks so much for playing along.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for nothing, Tim.
We got Torrin from Rockhampton on 13-12-16. Torrin, have a whinge to Tim.
Morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, Torrin. Keep me good.
Oh, man. I don't know. Monday mornings suck. I don't know why.
I don't know why, but
if you're working on a Monday morning, everyone comes at you and they're all happy and they're all super ignorant. No. I don't know, man.
Do you work retail, Torrin? Because that's...
Bloody
oh. Oh, isn't it the worst?
Get out of it.
Oh, my God. And you've got to keep them happy and let them be happy.
Yeah, even when they're wrong.
Oh. And they want things from you.
Torrin, why are you trying to bring me and other people across central Queensland down
because
this morning?
Because people want things from Torrin, and who cares, right?
Just every now and then it's good to get equal.
What are you talking about, mate? Why, I feel that you... I'm not angry with you, Torrin. I'm just disappointed that you're playing along with Jess and her evil, wicked games. And you're not going to get
There's a
CD. You're not going to get concert tickets. You're not going to even get a book. You're not even going to get a random book.
But, Torrin, how good do you feel just getting it off your chest?
My boss has actually given me a sleep in this morning, so I've got everything I can want.
He's literally fine. He's just called to rattle you up.
Thanks.
Oh, that's it.
Thanks, Torrin.
All righty, bye.
Yeah, bye.
I mean, doesn't everyone just feel lighter now, Tim? I feel good. I'm ready to start my week.
I know I said this last week, but it's not coming back.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
This is me, Harvey. Ha-ha, the whispering whale back on the greatest day, Monday. The code word for the family vacay in Harvey Bay is getaway.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Everyone loves when family visits, right? It's a bit of a fun time where you can sort of, especially if your family's not from here, you can show them where you live.
Yes.
It's an exciting new world. And that's exactly what's happening with myself and my girlfriend at the moment. Her parents and her sister are visiting and staying with us, and we've had just a jam-packed weekend of fun so far. That sounded sarcastic. It's absolutely
it
not.
It really sounded sarcastic. So are you really enjoying yourself?
I love showing...
Is this a hostage situation?
No, I love showing people around central Queensland because there's so many different things you can do that are kind of a few hours in each direction. And yesterday we went more than a few hours in one direction. We went to Kurumba Tops, the national park there. It's about a few hours out of Gladstone.
Huh.
So Harry, he's an absolute legend, by the way. I was like, all right, this guy's not going to know nothing. Harry knows a lot.
How much did Harry pay you for this?
No, Harry didn't pay me nothing. But I would recommend Harry for anything because he knows his stuff. But So we went on this tour, this four-wheel driving tour to the top of Corumba Tops to see the plane wreckage that crashed in World War One.
Oh, wow.
And it was incredible. There were some very steep and rocky parts of this track, and he drove us there in his car. It took a long part of the day. So by the time we'd seen the plane, had lunch, and we were heading back into town, we'd already been out there for 6-7 hours, right?
Right.
You would think that a four-wheel drive track would not be the place for your boy Timmy to have not just a nap, but a complete snooze.
Wow.
Once I woke up after my probably hour-long nap on the drive back through this national park four-wheel drive track.
That you paid quite a fair bit for.
Oh, but I'd already seen it because I was on the way out. So I'd already seen all the cool stuff. I just tipped the hat over the nose. I thought I might have a bit of a kip. A lot of people surprised I didn't get whiplash because obviously boom, boom, boom. Didn't feel a thing. Apparently I had a bit of a snore as well.
He had a Jess Pantry nap.
Had a Jess Pantry nap. Had a quite a large snore.
You can't sleep in your bed at home. How did you sleep on a four-wheel drive trip?
I think the term is exhausted. I could be wrong, though. I am no scientist. But it did get me thinking on 13, 12, 16. Where did you fall asleep?
Oh, mate, you know that sleeping is my big skill.
That's your superpower.
I have slept everywhere.
I've slept everywhere, man. Slept on the couch, on the floor, in the door. Mate, that's actually a song. Someone write that down. No, but 13, 12, 16, because it can happen. Exhaustion can happen to the best of you. It can happen when your kids are running amok. You could be on a motorbike, fall asleep, like in the passenger seat. Not riding it, but 13, 12, 16... Where did you fall asleep? On 13, 12, 16, have been asking, where'd you fall asleep? Because I did myself proud yesterday, falling asleep on a four-wheel drive track after a big long day.
I'm just so impressed. Like, I've never been more proud of you.
I can't turn left, but, you know, feeling good, feeling rested. And I do need to make an apology because when I went on this four-wheel drive tour to Corumba Tops, I just said before that it was a World War One plane. I have aggressively been messaged that it is a World War II plane.
Right.
And I send thousands of apologies.
I'm shocked, as is everyone from Central Queensland, that you could be wrong.
I know. I must have been napping when that information was shared. But I have been asking on 13, 12, 16, because when you're exhausted, it can happen. And that's why I think it happened. I've had a very big week last week, and then Saturday was another big day for myself. And look, Sunday was when I think my tether snapped.
It all came crashing down.
Well, we could have, but I was asleep and I didn't know. So on 13, 12, 16, have been asking, where'd you fall asleep? And we've had Matt from Gladstone call through. Matt, where did you fall asleep, mate?
It wasn't me. It was my son fell asleep on the back of my dad's motorbike.
See?
Oh, motorbikes can happen.
Motorbikes can happen.
How?
Yeah, he reckons it was relaxation, so we fell asleep.
Well, that's the thing, because he's probably hugging the person that's driving the motorbike, and the vibrations probably just set him off
but
to the land of nod.
It's still a bit dangerous.
Yeah, well, he just turned 8 years old. Just turned 8 years old, got back on the motorbike, and he was stoked, and he fell asleep.
Happy birthday. Here's a motorbike trip. How was it? Don't remember, Dad. Don't remember. So how was it, like a moto trail, or was it just like sort of driving around on roads?
Back of the Harley Davidson.
Back of the that's not quiet.
God,
that is not quiet, Matt.
It makes me want to try it. Like, I feel like that would be a real cruisy thing. Like,
we'll duct tape you on so that you can't.
So I don't fall.
He enjoyed it. He loved it.
He loved it so much.
What he remembers of it.
the arriving and the leaving part.
Yes.
That's the only part. Thanks for your call, Matty.
Thank you.
I mean, I am just so inspired, Tim, to just nap my little heart out today.
Well, see, it's almost opposite for you. Like, can you not nap on a four-wheel drive trail? You'll prove them wrong, I know it.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And hey, we're not going to get an episode of Game of Thrones until next year, Tim.
I know, it's too long, mate. I've already forgotten what happened.
Filming has started to wrap up on the series for their final season. And all the characters, the cast, are saying goodbye to their characters.
Yeah, they're finishing their filming of their characters.
Yeah, I mean, this show started filming back in 2011. So for some of them, they've grown up on set.
I was just a boy, Jess, when this started. And it's finishing when I'm a man. And I'm happy.
People like Macy Williams, who played Arya Stark, she said goodbye to her character on Instagram by posting a picture that a lot of people are saying may contain spoilers.
Now, I disagree.
We don't know anything about the last season just yet. Everything at the moment is speculation. But Macy posted a picture of a pair of white sneakers covered in fake blood.
Drenched.
Right?
Absolutely drenched.
And it's her caption that has people talking. So she's written, "Goodbye Belfast, goodbye Aya, goodbye Game of Thrones, what a joy I've had, here's to the adventures to come." But it's the hashtags that have people talking, Tim. Hashtag last woman standing. Hashtag barely. Hashtag I'm asleep for the next 4 years. Hashtag just kidding, I don't sleep. But it's that last woman standing that makes us think because,
yeah,
as we know, there's still quite a few women left in Game of Thrones.
Too many, in my opinion. Anytime I see more than four women in a television show, first person I call is the producer and I go, what is this kind of show? What is this?
I mean, what comes of Daenerys Targaryen?
Who knows? It is
interesting. Is she going to be the last woman standing? She did say hashtag barely, so maybe it comes down to those two.
Who knows? It is tricky because the actors like to play mind games, and I feel like we might just be all falling into this mind game.
Yeah, she's done it really well, but, I mean, goodbye to Maisie Williams, and we'll see the results of all this
in 5 years when it finally screens.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
And Tim, Knowlesy, Shannon Knoll, runner-up of the 2003 Australian Idol, the very first one, has been touring around of late.
Regional Australia, that's his zone. He really knuckles into his zone, and we love Knowlesy.
He knows his
it.
Fans. He knows his demo.
He was at the Duck Creek Picnic Races in Nyngan, New South Wales over the weekend.
And hasn't he just made it?
look, obviously, what started this rant that is going viral around Australia at the moment was something that we definitely don't condone.
No.
Which was someone in the crowd throwing a can of beer up on stage towards him and his band.
You
not
know
cool.
What? There's always one in the There's crowd, isn't there? There's one idiot that ruins it for everyone.
Don't be the worst.
But Knowlesy didn't stop his show.
Oh, no.
Well, he didn't continue either.
No.
The band continues to play behind him.
Yes, of course.
And he's about to kick off a rendition of not his song.
No, because he's only got three. you can't play them on over and over.
But instead goes on this epic rant yelling at the bloke who threw the can.
Now, I have edited a lot of this rant. I will be honest with you. I had to replace a lot of words.
It was a bad rant.
Here is a snippet of just some of Shannon Knoll's rant this weekend.
F***ing private school, stupid f***ing motherf***er. Then I'll come on, enough with the haters. The haters, eh? You will fly.
You can't just start horses after that.
I mean, and if you think that was it, you need to go watch the full video because he went on for about a minute and a half.
About a minute and a half.
Just yelling and swearing and inciting rage in the crowd for people to just attack this guy.
Look, I understand his frustration. Not cool, though, Knowlesy. Not cool. And he's come out and apologised because he said there's been similar incidences in the past with people throwing fireworks on stage. And look, I agree that this person should have been singled out. But where's the security? Where's security to kick this idiot out?
Absolutely. I don't think Knowlesy should stop his show.
No.
Even if he is singing someone else's very big song.
Yes. It's the best part is that it's just like the organ and the in the background of horses. That kept me level. If he was doing, you can't go into his song like Lift or What About Me after that because it's just two different worlds. Two different worlds, Knowlesy. You're better than that. Maybe it'll happen because he didn't win I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I think he's sturdy about coming second again.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
We are out of here for this morning, but before we go, we do need to say so long, farewell, Avita, say goodbye to Jessica. Forever.
For now.
Never coming back.
I'm taking literally 4 days off work.
I know.
And I'll be...
Get it out, mate.
Monday.
It's your last break ever. Get it out.
Shut up. I'm going into like a normal surgery. Lots of people get their ACL done. Don't make me panic. I've been watching videos all weekend of ACL surgeries.
Wrong decision, my friend. Absolutely wrong decision.
I probably shouldn't have because, I mean, it is disgusting. I do not recommend watching
that. I was going to say, you said to me, like, oh, there's a drill. They're going to have to drill into my kneecap. And I said, well, we've been trying to get you drilled for a while. This might not be the way you imagine, but it's better than nothing. And, Jess, I wish you all the best for your ACL surgery.
No, in all seriousness, thank you to everyone who sent me some beautiful well wishes today.
All three of you.
I will keep you posted throughout the week, but please look after Tim because he will spiral into a deep, dark depression without me here.
I disagree. I feel like I'll thrive. But, no, Jess, obviously we wish you well in your surgery. You'll probably be back next Monday. Mm-hmm. And I know the only reason I'm amping this up is because you feel like it's like you going off to war. Like it's like, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to come back
well,
from
I
this
Well, I was telling you I've had my last meal this morning because I'm supposed to stop eating in a half an hour.
Oh, you know, there's a... You
can and get as a wog, that's really difficult.
But you can get a whole lasagna in there before 9:30. Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.